everyone, and welcome to episode 96 of My 123 Cents, the podcast, getting ever closer to that episode 100. Thank you so much for tuning in, downloading, listening, sharing, and being a part of the show. And today's guest, I've had some interesting and unique guests here on My 123 Cents, the podcast, but Space Monkey may be the most interesting and unique of them all. We have a conversation of sorts. It's a very brief talk. This week's episode will be a shorter one, but Space Monkey is returning from orbit and weighs in at 3 golden bananas, but he is on the independent scene in North America, wrestles a lot on the East Coast and up into Canada, and has had some success. He's been around for about 2 years now, and he does Alpha One. He's been a part of Alpha One before. He's been a part of Smash Wrestling, and he's also going to be, or has been a part of Chikara Pro, and we talk a little bit about that and some of the other things that he has done. Look him up. He is all over social media. He is on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter as @PWSpaceMonkey. You can check him out, follow him, and learn more about this simian creature. It's the first primate we've had here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, I believe, so I'll have to check with Greg Mahochko on that, but it was nice to have a fellow monkey, if you will, on the show. So we'll get to him in just a few minutes, talking about a couple of other news and notes going on in the world of professional wrestling. Of course, TNA has been talked about here in the last couple of days about the potential of it being up for sale. Billy Corrigan, who is the, or was the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, I believe is now president of TNA and has some sort of ownership stake in the company. I think he is looking to get more control and have sole ownership of TNA. There are rumors out there, and I've blogged about this, that WWE may be interested in purchasing TNA. I personally do not think that's a good idea. I would rather see someone else get a hold of TNA, and whether that person is Billy Corrigan or if it's someone who has knowledge of professional wrestling. It can't just be somebody that's going to come in and throw money at it. They have to know professional wrestling and know what fans want. And I think that that's very hard to do these days. So you're not going to win the war with WWE. WWE, I think, at least for the time being, will continue to be the only big game in town. You can compete for second and third, you know, Chikara Pro, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, TNA. They all are viable competitors, if you will. Jeff Jarrett's Global Force Wrestling. They can all be on that second tier, but I don't think any of them is ever going to surpass WWE or even get on that playing field because, quite frankly, it's been so long since there's been a solid number two or even a competitor for Vince McMahon. He bought WCW out 15 years ago. And I just think there needs to be some competition and there needs to be something. Although WWE's product has really turned around, I feel like they have focused more on wrestling. And that's important. And the entertainment aspect is still there, obviously, too. But I think that there are other folks out there that can bring some competition to Vince McMahon and to WWE, and I don't think that that would necessarily be a bad thing. Although right now, WWE's greatest competition is itself with NXT. I think that NXT is better than or just as good as anything else out there. So they really have built a market and an empire, which is what I think was the original game plan, and you can't fault anybody for that. I mean, it's a business, and Vince McMahon is a businessman, and he's doing a hell of a job with it. So my kudos to anyone who gets involved in the wrestling game, but it's got to be whoever, if TNA is in fact up for sale, it can't just be a bunch of suits coming in there and calling the shots. It needs to be someone with some experience and knowledge and background in the world of professional wrestling. At least that's my take. That's my 123 cents on that situation. And speaking of TNA, Brandi Rhodes has reportedly announced that she has signed a deal with TNA to wrestle. Now, in WWE, of course, she was a ring announcer, and did a great job. I thought she did a great job with the interviews backstage. She did a great job as a ring announcer. But apparently she wants to wrestle, and I don't recall her ever wrestling, at least not in WWE. She may have done some NXT stuff, but someone correct me if I'm wrong on that. But it'll be interesting to see what happens if this whole sale goes through. But Cody Rhodes, of course, fighting for the rights to call himself Cody Rhodes, has signed with TNA and with Ring of Honor. So Cody's future is bright no matter what happens with him. And I think that Brandy by his side, I think they're a great couple. They look good together. And I think that they have an unlimited amount of potential. So it'll be great to see what happens next for the Rhodes family. And as they continue to move on in the post WWE twilights of their career, not twilight, but the, as they're wrapping up their time on the main stage of WWE. Of course, speaking of WWE, the big event coming up this weekend is Clash of the Champions, an old WCW TBS special is now the latest Raw pay-per-view event. And it looks like they're going to be doing more of these kind of events every, not every month, but they're going to be doing several of them. Some big matches going on. Of course, it's the New Day defending the tag team titles against Gallows and Anderson. Charlotte will defend the women's championship against Sasha Banks. And Kevin Owens defends his Universal title against Seth Rollins. It's going to be a great Clash of Champions card. I will talk more about that on Lucha Lunch Live coming up this Thursday at noon Central Time. So grab your lunch, grab your listening or watching device, and check out My 123 Cents on Facebook.com. And it is Lucha Lunch Live. We'll have updates and whatnot going out that day to remind you that that's going on. Also, here with the podcast, take a screen, go over to iTunes first, please. Leave a review, rate the show, give it one star, give it five stars, whatever you want to give it, and leave a quick review. And there have been a couple people who have done this. Screenshot it, tag us on social media, whether it's on my personal Twitter page, at Kevin Huntsperger, or at My123Cents. You can also send it through the My123Cents Facebook page, and just leave a review. Positive, negative, it doesn't matter. Someone's going to win from the My123Cents prize vault. You can also go to jitterymonkey.com and do the same exact thing. Leave your review, screenshot it, and send it our way. And all these screenshots will go in, and I will draw someone at random and give away some nice prizes. That contest going on through the first part of October, so I encourage you to join us and let us know what's on your mind with My 123 Cents. Who do you want to hear from? What indie stars, what professional wrestlers, sports entertainers, managers, announcers? Who do you want to hear from? And I will do my best to start lining up more guests that you want to hear from. And I'm working on a few down the pike here that should be coming up in the next couple of weeks. So thank you all again for listening, checking us out. And without any further ado, here is Space Monkey.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for My 123 Cents, the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsperger.
Woo!
As promised, everyone, today's guest is really out of this world. It is Space Monkey. And Space Monkey, it is a pleasure to have you on My 123 Cents, the podcast, on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. So the monkey theme really fits in well here. Welcome aboard.
Thanks.
So Space Monkey, tell me, what has been going on with you? You, I kind of ran into you on Twitter and saw you on social media. What has Space Monkey been up to?
Monkey wrestle, just everywhere, Kev.
So how long have you been climbing into the ropes and are climbing through the ropes and getting into the ring, Space Monkey?
Me wrestle two years now. September, 2 years ago.
So what kind of challenges, you know, obviously you've been to space, you've done all that. What's it like being here on Earth and stepping into the ring and getting in there with some of these big, tough wrestlers from around the world?
Wrestle more fun
than space.
So wrestling is more fun than space. What have been some of your, or who have been some of your toughest challenges? What obstacles have you come up with when getting into the ring?
Sometimes monkey hurt, but still wrestle. Because love wrestling.
You love wrestling? So, yeah, I understand getting hurt in there. So who did Space Monkey, who did you like or who do you like? Who are you a fan of? Who brought you into the love of wrestling?
Monkey, always smaller monkey. So like smaller wrestler. And me teach self flip like wrestlers. Like Mysterio, Kidman, RVD.
Those are some
Hardys.
The Hardys, yeah, those are all great names. So the underdog, or in your case, the under monkey, kind of inspired you to get into the ring. Have you had any opportunities to wrestle any of those heroes of yours?
Not yet. Hopefully, one day.
So maybe one day you'll get in there against Rey Mysterio or the Hardys, some very talented individuals out there for sure. And I would imagine you stay pretty active in getting into the ring and continuing your training. You've been wrestling for 2 years now. There's always opportunities to learn and whatnot. You recently wrestled for Chikara Pro. Tell me a little bit about how Chikara was.
Exciting. Monkey debut. Big show. Biggest show here. Very happy. Monkey do best.
Yeah, you do a very good job in there. And so tell me, when you do get in there and wrestle, do the promoters try to pay you in bananas, or what's the deal? How do you get compensated?
Sometimes banana on side. Banana as tip. But monkey use cash too. Help other food. Monkey like more than just banana.
Absolutely. And so I would imagine it's a fun experience. I've been to some Chikara shows in the past, and the wrestlers always have time and take the time to interact with the fans. I would imagine, Space Monkey, you're quite popular amongst the fans as well. Tell me a little bit about your experiences with the fans.
Lots of fans. Ask picture. Monkey love take picture fans. And monkey see friends and take picture with friends too.
So now you've been to space, obviously, in your travels, but what about here on Earth? Where do you like to go? Where do you like to wrestle? What are some of your favorite cities or towns to visit when you do step into the ring?
Monkey, wrestle regular. Alpha 1, Hamilton, lots of fun. Ottawa, C4, and Chicago, freelance. Main company for Monkey. Always fun.
So you always have a good time wrestling, but how did you decide to go from your career in space as an astronaut, so to speak, and get into the ring? Because that had to be a very difficult or an unusual transition and choice for you to make.
Me watch wrestle little monkey. NASA adopt. After monkey goes space, learn wrestle and come back Earth. Want wrestle.
So I would imagine, I remember way back when I was growing up and watching wrestling, there was a guy named George the Animal Steel. And he seems like he would have been a great mentor or protege for you. What kinds of old legends, former superstars of the ring, do you get to watch any of those on the WWE Network? Do you have any heroes from way back when?
Me start more 90 when Flyers start. Cruiserweight.
Okay.
Biggest fans of those.
So, Monkey, do you? Because I've only seen a little bit of your work. Do you like taking those high risk maneuvers as well? Does it remind you of getting into space?
Remind Monkey, floating.
All right.
Feels good.
It feels good. Yeah, I bet it does, Monkey. So tell me, as we kind of start to wind things down here, because I know you're a very busy primate, what is up next? What do you have coming up in the next couple of months before the end of the year here?
Monkey, all over. You can follow Monkey online. Monkey wrestle. Me wrestle every weekend.
Every weekend. So where can people find you on, I'm assuming, well, I've interacted with you on Twitter. So you have Twitter. So let the listeners know what your Twitter account is.
PW space monkey. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Me wrestle between Chicago, New York, Ottawa, Hamilton, Toronto, everywhere.
Well, I hope that you have safe travels throughout the rest of the year. It is at PW underscore space monkey. Is that what you said?
Just PW space monkey.
PW space monkey. I'm sorry. PW space monkey on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find him on Facebook. I'll have the links here on my 123 cents. Monkey, final word. Anything else you want to say out there to folks?
Monkey, look forward to see everyone wrestle in front of everyone. Everyone, me, Ken.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it is the space monkey. Space monkey, thanks so much for being a part of my 123 cents, the podcast.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.